This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Finding God Across Ancient Cultures, From Babel to the Nations. It offers a simplified exploration of how the biblical story of Babel shaped the nations, how spiritual beings were assigned to them, and how echoes of the one true God remained in ancient cultures around the world. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to examine this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church. A Common Beginning. The Tower of Babel. According to Genesis 11, humanity once spoke one language, possibly Hebrew, and worshipped a single God. After the Tower of Babel incident, languages were divided, and nations were assigned under the authority of spiritual beings, referred to in Psalm 82 as the sons of God. These beings were intended to guide the nations toward God's sovereignty, but instead they led people astray. Tracing the supreme God across ancient cultures despite the division at Babel, many ancient cultures retained remnants of monotheism, identifying a supreme deity above all other gods. China, the concept of Shangdi, the supreme deity, represented divine authority over all creation. Later, this evolved into the notion of Tian as the ultimate force governing the universe. Egypt, Amonasare was the most revered god, considered the creator and sustainer of life, ruling over both gods and men. Hinduism. While Hinduism worships many gods, they are seen as manifestations of Brahman, the unchanging transcendent reality behind all things. Greek and Roman pantheons. Zeus and Jupiter were recognized as supreme rulers over their pantheons, echoing the concept of a divine hierarchy under one ultimate authority. Native American beliefs. Tribes like the Lakota worshiped the Great Spirit, a powerful, all-encompassing force overseeing life and creation. These examples highlight that despite their polytheistic elements, many cultures retained a concept of a supreme being, an echo of earlier monotheistic knowledge. The Divine Council. Spiritual beings and nations. The Bible describes God presiding over a divine council, assigning nations under spiritual beings who were supposed to guide them to righteousness. However, these beings failed, leading people into idolatry and corruption. Similar divine councils appear in other cultures. Amonasare in Egypt ruled over lesser gods. Zeus presided over a pantheon of deities in Greece. In Zoroastrianism, Ahura Mazda ruled over divine beings called the Amshaspentas. These parallels suggest that many cultures preserved a memory of divine governance that reflects the biblical framework. The role of language. Hebrew as the primordial tongue. The paper argues that Hebrew may have been the original language used by all humanity before Babel. Many early Christian writers and intertestamental texts uphold this idea. Origen believed that Adam and Eve spoke Hebrew in the Garden of Eden. The Book of Jubilees emphasizes that Hebrew was restored to Abraham as part of God's covenant with him. Rabbinic traditions refer to Hebrew as Lashon HaKodesh, affirming its role in divine-human communication. With the division of languages at Babel, the ability to communicate divine truths was disrupted, complicating humanity's relationship with God. Reconsidering Paul's tongues of angels in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, Paul mentions the tongues of angels. Early church fathers, including Origen, Chrysostom, and Augustine, interpreted this phrase metaphorically, not as glossolalia but as a higher form of communication beyond human language. This suggests that Hebrew may have been considered the earthly form of divine communication, though angels communicate through direct intellect and will. Conclusion. A shared search for God throughout history, humanity's search for a supreme being reflects the lingering memory of monotheism before the division at Babel. Whether through Shangdi, Amonasare, Brahman, or the Great Spirit, ancient cultures point to a universal longing for divine connection. Similarly, the idea of Hebrew as the primordial language reveals a desire to reconnect with the one true God. Together, these themes suggest that despite differences in religious practices, humanity shares a common instinct to recognize a supreme deity and communicate with that authority. The echoes of monotheism and divine language across cultures remind us of a shared origin and a universal quest for truth.